KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. At the Boys State Basketball Tournament yesterday in Des Moines, Clarinda picked up its first ever state tournament win as the Cardinals picked up a Class 2A first-round victory by a 50-31 margin over Roland Story. Clarinda held Roland Story in check during the ball game as they shot just 30% from the floor. In fact, Roland Story struggled from the three-point line. Didn't stop them from shooting them, but they struggled. They were 5 of 21 from the arc in the game yesterday. Jared Stansberry, the 6-foot, 7-inch center, scored 15 points to help lead Clarinda to that victory and on to the semifinals. Also in 2A yesterday, Fort Dodge St. Edmund, a 53-52 winner over PCM. In 3A first-rounders, Bishop Heelan Catholic keeps their dream alive. The three-time defending champions, trying to make it four in a row, picked up a big win yesterday as they stifled top seed MOC Floyd Valley in a 35-33 victory for the Crusaders. Also moving on to the 3A semis, Western Dubuque, they beat Davenport Assumption 58-46, and Grinnell, who grabs a 60-55 win over Waverly Shell Rock. The other 3A first-round game set for this afternoon at 12:05 as third seed Mount Pleasant will face ADM. Then the rest of the day will be dominated by the 4A first-round matchups. At 1:45, fourth-seeded Sioux City East will battle number 5-seed West Des Moines Valley. That'll be followed at 3:30 by top-seeded Ankeny battling Cedar Rapids Jefferson. At 6:35 tonight, third-seed Linmar faces Dubuque Senior. And at 8:15, it's number 2-seed Iowa City West up against Waukee this evening. The winners all moving on to the semifinals. Well, Western Kentucky started the season 5-11. They fired their coach, and now they're going to the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Ting Ackle scored 23 points as Western Kentucky rallied for a 74-70 win over North Texas in the championship game of the Sun Belt Conference Tournament last night. That win caps a stunning run for the 15-18 Hilltoppers, who earned their first NCAA tournament berth since 2009 by winning four games in as many days. Western Kentucky fired coach Ken McDonald after they started the season 5-11. George Fant finished with 17 points to help the Hilltoppers rally from a 13-point deficit in the second half. Other teams earning automatic berths into next week's tournament include South Dakota State, as Griffin Callahan hit a three-pointer with a minute and a half left in overtime to lead SDS over Western Illinois 52-50 in the Summit League Tournament Championship. Detroit advances to the NCAAs with a win over Valpo 70-50 in the championship game of the Horizon League Tournament. And Harvard earned its first NCAA tournament berth since 1946. When Princeton picked up a 62-52 win over Penn. The Ivy League doesn't have a postseason tournament. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey acknowledges that junior forward Eric May hasn't been himself lately because of back spasms. May, a former starter for the Hawkeyes, hasn't played more than 10 minutes since early last month because of back troubles. McCaffrey says May isn't doing great, adding that the explosiveness that marked his game has been lacking. McCaffrey says he appreciates May's effort over the past month, adding that he's been a terrific competitor. May will likely play sparingly when Iowa faces Illinois tomorrow in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. We'll have that game for you live here on the radio, 10:30 tip time. We're on the air at 9:30 tomorrow morning with the pregame. Illinois will open up Big Ten play against Iowa tomorrow with one more shot at salvaging something from a season that's gone wrong. The Illini have lost 11 of 13 since upsetting Ohio State back in January. It's a stretch that's put coach Bruce Weber squarely on the hot seat and dropped the team from the top 25 to the ranks of those just hoping for an NIT bid. Weber said Tuesday that the losses have taken a heavy toll on his players, but Weber said a win over Iowa would help ease that pain and could build a little bit of momentum. The Illini's last win was over the Hawkeyes on February 26th. Well, Duke says forward Ryan Kelly will miss this week's Atlantic Coast Conference tournament with a sprained right foot that he suffered in practice on Tuesday. His injury will be reevaluated on March 12th. The loss of Kelly makes the sixth-ranked Blue Devils' pursuit of a fourth straight ACC tournament title a significantly tougher task. The 6'11" junior averages 11.8 points and 5.4 rebounds while creating matchup problems because he's a scoring threat both on the perimeter and in the paint. Georgetown great Patrick Ewing and former Kansas star Clyde Lovellette led a 10-member class that will be inducted into the National College Basketball Hall of Fame in November. The two post players will be joined by North Carolina's Phil Ford, Wyoming's Kenny Sailors, Grambling's Willis Reed, and Winston-Salem State's Earl Monroe. Joe B. Hall, who followed Adolph Rupp as the coach of Kentucky, and Dave Robbins, who won more than 700 games at Virginia Union, also will be inducted. Businessmen Jim Host and Joe Dean are also going in as contributors. Well, it sounds like Drake is preparing to host postseason basketball next week. The Bulldogs sent out an email Tuesday telling season ticket holders that they can pre-order tickets in anticipation of a possible invitation to a postseason tournament starting Wednesday. And Drake says if it's awarded a home game for a tournament to be announced later, that the matchup would be held during the middle of next week. The Bulldogs finished just 17-15 and have an RPI of 134, so an invitation to the NIT seems doubtful at best. The College Basketball Invitational or CollegeInsider.com tournaments would be next in line for a team with a resume like Drake's. Well, the new format for televising the NCAA tournament last year proved popular with the viewers. A survey commissioned by CBS and Turner found that 91% of respondents preferred the new model of broadcasting every game in its entirety across four networks to the old one of switching among games on CBS. Average viewership for the tournament was up 7% from a year earlier when the games were only on CBS. The tourney averaged its highest rating since 2005. Games were watched by 12 million new in-home viewers, and returning viewers increased their time spent by 24%. Also a figure from advertisers that they like to see, the median age of the audience dropped from 49 to 46, and viewership increased 21% among adults ages 18 to 34. Well, there was another landmark for Gino Auriemma, the women's basketball coach at Connecticut. He is the sixth Division I women's coach with 800 career victories. He reached that mark in fewer games than anybody else. Kalina Moskud-Lewis scored 19 points, and Bria Hartley added 18 to help number 4 UConn beat third-ranked Notre Dame 63-54 for UConn's fifth straight Big East Conference title. Auriemma now has a career record of 800 wins and 128 losses in 27 seasons at the University of Connecticut. In the NBA last night, it was Atlanta over Indiana 101-96. Charlotte beat Orlando 100-84. Boston in overtime over Houston 97-92. Detroit edged the LA Lakers in overtime 88-85. Miami 108-78 over New Jersey, while Dallas beat New York 95-85. In the National Hockey League last night, Boston over Toronto 5-4. Carolina in overtime 4-3 over Washington. Philadelphia down Detroit 3-2. New Jersey over the New York Rangers 4-1. Columbus beat Phoenix 3-2. Ottawa outscored Tampa Bay 7-3. St. Louis 5-1 over Chicago. Los Angeles 5-4 over Nashville. Colorado beat up on Minnesota 7-1. Calgary 5-4 over Montreal. Dallas down Vancouver 5-2. And Edmonton in double overtime 3-2 over San Jose. Well, there's apparently going to be a changing of the guard in Indianapolis, where the Colts are set to cut ties with their legendary four-time NFL MVP quarterback, Peyton Manning. A person with knowledge of the decision says, barring a last-minute change of heart, the Colts are expected to announce today that they will part ways with their soon-to-be 36-year-old quarterback. Indianapolis is expected to release the four-time MVP and Super Bowl winner rather than pay him a $28 million bonus, making him a free agent. Manning's impending departure was first reported by ESPN. In the past, he has said that his goal was to play his entire career with the Colts, but a damaged nerve that forced him to have neck surgery kept him out of action for all of last season. The Colts hold the top draft pick, and they apparently have decided it was too risky and pricey to keep Manning. The Colts are widely believed to be eyeing Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck with the number one overall pick. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have released 8-year veteran linebacker Demario Williams, who had become a backup in recent seasons. The team announced the move Tuesday, a week before free agency starts. Williams joined the Chiefs in 2008 and had 22 starts in four seasons. He spent the previous 4 years with the Atlanta Falcons. By cutting the 31-year-old Williams, the Chiefs save about $2 million in salary cap space. Williams made 237 tackles as a Chief and frequently played on special teams. New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton and general manager Mickey Loomis have taken full responsibility for the bounty program run by former assistant coach Greg Williams. In a statement released Tuesday, Payton and Loomis admit violations of league rules happened under their watch. They also promised it would never happen again. Payton and Loomis say Saints owner Tom Benson had nothing to do with the bounty pool. The league's investigation found that Benson told Loomis to stop the bounty program once the NFL alerted the owner about it, but Loomis did not act. The NFL also said Peyton was aware of the program and did nothing to stop it. In other NFL news, Texans running back Arian Foster signed a five-year, $43.5 million deal to stay in Houston. An undrafted free agent in 2009, Foster was the NFL's leading rusher in 2010 with 1,616 yards. He ran for 1,224 yards and 10 touchdowns last season while making $525,000. He was due to become a restricted free agent next week. Since becoming a full-time starter in 2010, Foster has led the NFL in rushing yards per game, rushing touchdowns, and yards from scrimmage. He also leads all running backs in yards receiving per game. Free safety Thomas DeCoud plans to sign a new contract with the Atlanta Falcons. DeCoud started 47 of his 58 games since the Falcons drafted him in the third round from Cal in 2009. He led Atlanta last season with a career-high 4 interceptions and ranked third on the team with 109 tackles. New Orleans Saints general manager Mickey Loomis says the club has held a workout with veteran wide receiver Randy Moss, who's trying to make a comeback after spending a year out of football. The Saints are not releasing details about the 35-year-old Moss's workout. New Orleans may be in the market for a receiver this offseason because Marcus Colston and Robert Meacham are entering free agency. In baseball news, the Pittsburgh Pirates and all-star center fielder Andrew McCutchen have agreed to a six-year, $51.5 million contract. The 25-year-old is now under contract through the 2017 season with a club option for 2018. McCutchen hit just .259 last year but posted career highs with 23 home runs and 89 RBIs while stealing 23 bases. He would have been eligible to become a free agent after the 2015 season. McCutchen went out and got 2 hits and 2 RBIs in Pittsburgh's exhibition win yesterday, with a win over the Yankees. While he was on base, he was congratulated on his new contract by Yankee infielders Derek Jeter, Robinson Cano, and Mark Teixeira. Hanley Ramirez hit the first home run for the Miami Marlins in their new downtown Miami ballpark last night as their split squad beat the University of Miami Hurricanes 7-6. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.